This episode of The Salty Show is brought to you by Tampax Tampons, no longer just for women.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I am your host, Salty Saul. And on this episode, who do we have with us today?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, what's up? It's Jules.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy.
Timmy, two times in the house. Oh, you're in the studio today, buddy.
Oh, shit. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Well, how y'all doing today? What's going on? I'm a little hyper. I got my little alcohol drink. Work was good. I had a long week. My shoulder almost fell off. Whoa.
What?
But, you know, I just want to say to everybody, all the beautiful women on the show and all the beautiful women that listen to the show.
Jesus.
Happy International.
We lost our audience.
Women's Replacement Month.
Oh, yeah.
They have a whole month dedicated to that now?
Here we go with bullshit.
We have a whole month dedicated to replacing women, apparently, because women ain't getting no respect from the LMNOP letter people, okay? They're getting zero respect by anybody. Y'all getting canceled, and y'all letting it happen because nobody wants to get canceled. You guys don't want to get canceled. You can't answer what a woman is no more. You let women take over fucking sports. You let women win the woman of the year from USA Today without no uproar. And what do? You smile and cheer when you're on the platform when they win gold medals in races.
Yeah.
Because y'all afraid to get canceled. Y'all letting it happen. And you let Drew Barrymore get on her knees.
Oh, that was awkward.
And a cry to Dylan Mulvaney, who is a fucking sick freak. Who got no likes on the internet as a social influencer, put on a wig and some lipstick, and now this fucking kid is he's the whiniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. He's the one who tells women how it feels to have a period.
What?
Yes. Yeah, we talked about him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just want to wish to all the beautiful women out there, happy International Women's Replacement Month.
Even the ugly ones, we'll wish them too.
Even the fat ones.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with you guys?
Hey, man. Hey, all I'm going to say is I'm a cis male that identifies as a lesbian. That's all. I love pussy. Mm.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
I love women. Oh, shit. I'm glad everybody's doing good.
Oh my gosh.
Are you guys ready to get into this?
Yeah.
Guys, I got one question for you. I got one question for the group. One question and one question only. What is a woman?
They have two X chromosomes.
What? Heidi? What is a woman?
A vagina and tits.
They have they have two X chromosomes. I agree with that.
They can reproduce. They can have kids.
What is? Is it? I heard someone give the like it's an adult female. Of the human species, something like
that. There you go. Get more detailed. Right.
Because a woman has to be an adult, right? Or it's a girl, woman.
Okay, fair enough. So we're all in agreement that you're either a man or a woman. And it's been this way up until probably like, I don't know, 2 years ago, where all of a sudden now that science has changed in that?
No, it hasn't.
Science, quotation marks.
I mean, you know, science changed on vaccines, science changed on...
No, it didn't.
Dr. Fauci ruined everything with the term science, by the way. So, what is a woman? Let's see what the future communists of America have to say about what a woman is in their minds. Play cut number three.
So, what I guess my question is, you said that they're both women, right? So, what is a woman?
A woman is anyone who wants to identify as one.
A cat is a cat because they are a cat. That's not like... this isn't a gotcha. It's just a genuine question. What is a woman? Hold on. Go ahead.
I didn't have anything to say yet.
But
look at those titties.
What is a woman?
Why do they all look mad?
Because you're communist.
What is the definition of what is a woman?
I don't know why they have to think about it.
Because they don't want to get canceled.
Right.
What's a fucking woman?
I understand what your argument is. If I come out and I say a woman is someone who was born biologically a woman, I understand that that's where you're coming from. And I agree everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
opinion. That's a fact.
I personally, I as an individual respect trans people. I respect trans women. So I'm not going to come on here and invalidate them by saying that. I understand completely where you're coming from.
Pause it immediately. Okay. I'm not going to come out and
what?
And ridicule a trans woman and say that they're
ridiculing them
or talk a bad about. No, bitch. She's not a woman. She's mentally fucked. Okay. I'm tired of this pussyfooting around. They have a mental, there's a mental thing going on in their head. Either they got raped as a kid or they couldn't make it as a man in life. So they want to just run into this fictitious world because they said you're allowed to. I'm tired of it.
I do think that, to your point, I do think that it's a
there's something right. I guarantee.
Not,
well, I don't.
Well, yeah. Didn't they used to call it gender dysphoria?
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's like a legitimate medical studied science behind the fact that this is a known issue. And we're just supposed to sweep all that under the rug and just start calling people whatever they identify as.
Well, yes. That's what I'm saying.
If I cut off my arm, my arms at the elbows and glued them to my ass and walked around like this all the time, can I identify as a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yeah.
You know what? You could try that. Yeah. I mean, I'd call you T. What up, T-Rex?
What's up, T-Rex?
What up, T-Rex?
Hey, you don't even have to cut your arms off to do it. Just walk around and say you're a T.
Well, yeah, I need the tail.
I do that all the time. When somebody's like, yo, can you give me $20? I'm like, yo, I'm T-Rex.
Furbies are just tacking on a tail. Let's just tack a tail on.
All right. Yeah.
Well, my brother's
public schools now provide litter boxes in the bathrooms for the Furbies.
Get the fuck out of here. Whoa.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I am. This is, yep.
You need to find that article and send it to me because I got to see this for my own. Go look that up.
Arizona?
I don't know what school district. Right, my kids aren't in that shit. So.
Right. So some public schools district somewhere has to put litter boxes in the bathroom.
Okay.
For the people who identify as cats.
Okay. Let's get back on
Furbies.
Topic because I need to see this immediately.
Okay.
So let's think about this. Their answer, and to your point, Heidi and Jules, why was it so difficult for them to answer the question? They know the answer, but like she said, I don't want to put them out. I am afraid. I'm afraid to get canceled because I know it's bullshit, but I want to be cool. I don't want people smearing me on the internet. I want to be invited to parties. I want everybody to feel that I'm awesome. No, you don't believe it. You really don't believe it.
Look, I always touch this, and it's in me and Tim get accused of being anti-woman, and it's not being anti-woman. We're anti the over-feminization of society. And before the show started, we were having a conversation, me, Tim, and Jules, where I was saying, look, there's an important role that women play in society. They have been for thousands of years. We acknowledge it for thousands of years. But today, one side is being overemphasized at the expense of the other. And these girls, the way that they answered, in my opinion, is a good indicator of where we are as a society and how far we have fallen because we have overemphasized the feminine approach to a lot of these issues. I think this might be our demise. Now, the reason they can't answer, to your point, Tim, they know the answer. They know the answer because you see them and they get all uncomfortable. If they were confident with their answers, they would say anybody who identifies as a woman, that is a woman, whatever, you know, like they would be confident they would have been confident and they would have answered that clear as day, but they don't because they know you see them squirm at and trying to, So I think what has led here, and these are some of the things sorry, Tim, to cut you off, but I wrote some of these things down. And I was like, you know what? This is important to say. And I think one of the major drivers of this is that, again, it's the woman approach. And if you look at how women approach conflict, things like, you know, with kids fighting or whatever, there's always paying attention to, hey, well, you need to play with your brothers and sisters. You need to be a little bit more inclusive. You need to. Which is a good thing, but we're trying to apply this at a macro level where we're saying, well, no, you know, if little Saul wants to play with his sisters and he wants to play dolls, then you're just going to have to let him, right? That's something that my mom would have said. you're just gonna have to let him because he wants to be included in blah, blah, blah. But now we're saying this is a in a big picture and saying, no, society, if little Saul wants to identify as, you know, a woman now, you're gonna have to let him play here. And we're like, wait, guys, this is not good. It's not good because it's hurting the very woman who we're trying to lift out of, you know, the past. And I just wanted, what is your guys' opinions on that? I think we have overemphasized feminine attributes in our society or feminine approach to a lot of these issues that is tearing it apart.
Well, yeah, obviously we are. I mean, this, you could go back 5 years or whatever to the Gillette and their toxic masculinity. You don't ever hear about toxic femininity.
Right.
It's out there. I mean, would anybody disagree, Heidi or Jules?
No, I think it's both sides.
Okay. But, you know, obviously they're only touting one side as being bad. Right. And they've been,
I've never heard toxic femininity ever.
Right. And they're pushing us, mm-hmm. or I shouldn't say us, they're pushing little boys to be more like girls. Right. When you got a kid in school and during recess, they're right. not allowed to play football because that's a contact sport. But if you want to go make mud pies with the girls in the the sandbox, go feel free to do mm-hmm. that. But you're not allowed to be a boy. You're not allowed to be, you know, adventurous or hyperactive
or play fight or roll around.
No.
It's crazy because you see that you see that in the trans world, too. Right. In their world that. The moment a girl wants to become a man, right? Do the whole transition, whatever. She's seen like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And it's like now all of a sudden you can't even mention men because you're like the worst person ever.
Because they're anti-men. Because that's the thing.
Anti-men. It's just men, period.
Yeah. But even think about it. But think about this. It even happens even with gays and lesbians now. They're being forced out of that movement if they do not agree with this because you're now seen as toxic to the movement. Right?
You know, I was going to mention that, you know, I remember back in the day, it was kind of like, you know, you didn't say anything and it was fine. You didn't have to like parade yourself and, you know, whatever, you were fine. But now, God forbid, you say you're a lesbian because, you know, it's like, what? That doesn't exist anymore. And God forbid you say you're gay because now it's like, you can't be gay. You need to be a trans now. It's like, what?
Oh yeah. You got to be.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jules. They're pressuring the gays and the lesbians and telling them that you're no longer a gay man. You're just a trans woman who hasn't transitioned yet.
Correct.
Wow.
Who's doing this?
I was reading it.
You know what, Jules? We've gone full circle. I don't put it far because Jeremy, you got to ask the question. See, if every generation pushes the envelope or pushes, you know, that line that we draw, what is the next iteration of this? And I believe that that's what's coming. It's that, like, well, no longer can we have gays and lesbians because it's binary. Even then it is binary, right?
Yeah.
And so they're going to, it's a whole opposition and it's just the grain out of everything so that everybody is just madness. Everything. Yeah. You know, but
the same generation of retards that thought eating Tide Pods was a good fucking idea.
Yeah.
Well, okay? That's what happened when
these
they ate
fucking
them.
Retards decided to eat Tide Pods on fucking TikTok. Mm-hmm. And now I'm supposed to believe when they trying to tell me what the fuck a man and woman is. Fuck you.
Yeah, the really butchy girls, they're having a hard time now.
Dude, yeah.
They're coming after them. It's
that point that you're making, I had never thought about it like that. Because when Tim told me about the topic, I was like, okay, this is strange because it's mostly affecting women's sports. And I was thinking, well, why is it affecting more the women than it is the men, right? And if you start analyzing, and I don't know
what can be football field, see what happens.
Exactly, men. And here's another thing: men rarely watch women's sports, right? Men are not doing that. Women watch men's sports, right? And so, but even to that point, if women wanted to participate in the men activities,
We can't handle it.
You can't. You're just not going to be able to compete. I saw this episode of a girl who wanted to be a kicker for the NFL, and everybody was touting her like she was going to be freaking amazing or whatever. Oh my God. Like she goes for the first kick and it was so embarrassing, like embarrassing. But to your point, Jules, is this is the thing is when people look at, okay, a man transitions into a woman, celebrated. A woman decides that she wants to be lesbian and not transition to, oh, well, no, we can't have that because, or if a woman, if a woman does transition to being a man, I think the hate towards men is so great that then they'll look at that woman and be like, well, why would you want to do that? You
see what I'm saying? Like, that's weird. I have to find the podcast I was listening to. It's
so to that point, to your point, Saul, about talking about how it's really affecting really only women's sports and women's rights and women's everything. Play clip number 5 and let's hear what the wonderful 45 has to say.
If I was a basketball coach, I'd be the greatest coach in history. I'd have a women's team. I'd have all men. I'd have... I'm not a fan of LeBron James. I don't like LeBron. But I'd say, hey, LeBron, you ever think of becoming a woman? We're going to go undefeated for the next 5 years, exactly. LeBron.
That's a smart dude, man. He's thinking about money. He's a business man. He's a business man.
You know, and to that point, this is the sad thing about this is that he's right. Trump thinks like a businessman. And what he's thinking is cha-ching because right now, there's an opportunity for all these men to make money here because guess what? And that's what the women will lose out on. It's all those scholarships. It's all that money that's being thrown. Like it's the end of women's sports and everything because men dominate the physical arena, guys.
It's the end of women. Hold on. Let me rephrase
the end of women.
When I say it's the end of women, it's the end of equality and feminism and everything. That's why I've been going hard on this, even in our tech, in our chats and everything. Because here's the thing. Until I see women stepping up and fighting this, I'm going to applaud it say, you know what? Keep getting mansplained. You bitch about men talking down to you and toxic masculinity. This trans movement is the biggest fucking case of toxic masculinity that I've ever seen in my life. And the two women on here with kids have 2 daughters each. Okay. 2 of them are teenagers and 2 of them are, you know, toddlers, right? Babies. What's going to happen when your kids are going through what they want to go through in dance and ballet and gymnastics? And all of a sudden, oh, hey, we're competing to get into the national, you know, go to the Olympics. Oh, hey, you lost your spot to a fucking 18-year-old fucking dude that says he's trans and he's fucking yoked to the T. He couldn't make another men's team, but he put a wig on and took your daughter's spot.
Yep.
If you do not fight this now and say, fuck you, you will lose your kids will lose every opportunity they have. They will be sent back to the fucking kitchen because that's the only thing that they're going to be good for at that point.
Ooh, right. They're really good cooks.
But you know what I'm saying? Oh. Everything that this feminine movement that our fucking key feminists on the show fucking love to tout is gone. Because why? Because you let men fucking take over everything, dress up as a woman, talk down to you, get applauded, get awards. Well, I might sound like a woman right now because I just screeched. They're taking everything from you and... In the name of cancel culture, you are allowing it because you are fucking afraid to stand up to these fucking cretins and say, fuck you. You are not taking this over.
Well,
you're not taking
this over. First of all, I'm not allowing anything. So don't say that because I'm not allowing anything and I'm doing what I can to teach my kids.
I think he's saying you in general to women. Women as a whole.
Well, he was talking about my kids.
If women who do not believe in this transgender movement and want to protect their kids, all over the country need to be at fucking City Hall demanding your legislatures at the state level to protect your children. Keep them out of your sports.
Here's what will happen. Parents are just going to remove their kids out of these competitions because think about the dangers that could happen. Yeah. These men are literally men physically be there. Stronger.
That's what I would do.
And if their daughter is going to compete against, there's dangers to that. They could get hurt. And so parents are going to be like, you know what? Forget this shit. I'm not going to put my daughter through that.
But you're now letting them win.
Right.
But even by pulling your kids out.
I agree.
They're not going to stop. You're just, okay, the trans guys are always going to win. And that whole be better. Are you kidding me? There's no way a 16-year-old girl can compete against a 16-year-old guy in gymnastics that requires strength. On the floor, probably, right? When it comes to the dance and some of the things. But you put a man next to even Serena Williams, one of the best fucking tennis players of all time. She played against like the number 300 ranked man. And she goes, he beat the shit out of me. Sorry.
Yeah.
She beats the shit out of women.
I think she was out of the game for years. Yeah. I think she even made a comment on how it shouldn't be a thing where men play with women. It should just be women, men.
Yeah,
she got canceled. Blow up, and she got
I just don't understand when did it become okay, fine. You want to go and cut off your penis? Fine.
It
you
picked up go in 2020
and put something between your legs? Fine, do it. Who cares, right? Whatever happens in your house happens in your house. Who gives a shit? But when now it's becoming an agenda where we're now forcing people to actually teach this to our kids. What the fuck?
This is what I was saying. What happens is again, society has done a lot of things. We emphasized that we need to include people. We need to have compassion. And then we started seeing it a lot in the media, right? The media or like Hollywood and all these films. Like I just recently watched V for Vendetta again. And I remember, you know, like overall that movie had a good message, but it was involved with a lot of crap. Like, oh, well, we need to accept this group of people and because the society is going crazy. So the media has been feeding this to us. And so they made it a norm. They've made it where it's widely accepted. And again, to the point, the feminist movement, again, you know, they just the cause for LGBT was just put onto that. The girls here who couldn't even fucking say what a woman is. Political correctness is what's leading to this. There's a lot of things that are compounding as we go. And it seems to be just accelerating because nobody wants to speak the truth anymore. Everybody's too scared because nobody wants to get canceled. And, oh, we need to be more inclusive. We need to do this. And it's like, no.
Well think about this. Think about when everybody started seeing it. Everybody started seeing it in 2020 during lockdowns. When parents started seeing the shit that their kids were being taught, all this crap, and they were going, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then the thing in Loudoun County happened. Matt Walt, you know, with that girl getting raped by the fucking trainee in the bathroom, right? That 13-year-old trainee that said that, and they covered it up.
Yep.
Matt Walsh, Daily Wire, bunch of other people went down and covered this fucking story, right? And then it turned out that said, this isn't happening. They're crazy. And they're like, they started digging deeper. They're like, dude, they're doing fucking gender mutilation surgeries all over the fucking country. No, it's not happening. Libs of TikTok emerged on the scene. She started fucking exposing all the crap they were saying on TikTok and all the doctors and everything. And then all of a sudden it was like, shit, cat's out of the bag. We're going full force now.
Lay into it.
Yeah. It's to the point in Canada, a guy just got arrested for misgendering somebody. That is coming to this country. No. If we do not pay, you can say no all you want, but if they pass a law or an executive order like this cocksucker wants to do and protect these fuckers under the civil rights, if you start misgendering somebody, your ass will go to jail. That's where we're at this point in the story, guys. Okay. And this leads me into my segue of think about now a normal transgender kid, right? Or whatever, transgender dude a dude that converted, couldn't make it as a social influencer, decides to become a fucking woman, starts doing a fucking blog about it, a video blog, right? We covered day number one. Now we're at day number 365 that just came out. Okay. Listen to what this fucker has to say and tell me how that makes you feel as a woman. Play clip number four.
Things are going really well. Like, I just had my first dance as a girl. And, oh, I can pay my bills. And I'm building up a following. And I feel supported. And you know what? I'm feeling lucky. Let's Google my name.
Narcissist.
What was that?
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
Is that it, Tim? Because it's a 5-minute thing.
You can play a little bit more of this.
Yeah.
Play a little bit more. But real quick, pause it.
Wait. What?
Think about the narcissism that just came out of that fucking thing's mouth. Okay? No. I'm sorry. People call me fucking narcissist and all this shit. No. That's narcissism. Listen to what the fuck he said. Start it from the beginning. One more time. Let these words sit in. Let this shit sit into your fucking mind.
Wait.
Before, by the way, this guy was invited to the White House.
Right.
Yeah.
What is this? Is this a...
This is Dylan Mulvaney.
No, no, I know. Okay, it's Dylan Mulvaney wearing a dress. He
Day
comes out...
365, he had a whole party.
But what is he doing? Is this his party?
Yes.
This is a party he threw.
Yeah.
And who's recording this?
I don't know. Dude, it's the fucking internet. Everybody's got cameras over there for this shit. It might even be the Drew Barrymore show. Who the fuck knows?
Okay.
Things are going really well. Like, I just had my first dance as a girl. And, I can pay my bills. And I'm...
You know what? So what I find weird is about this is that sometimes I want the camera to point at the people. And is there anybody just like there, like, have like... Like a side, well, I'd be like, what is happening?
The audience or whatever, like you said, we don't know where this is really taking place, but I would assume that the vast majority, 90%+ of the people in that room are supporting this idiot.
Delusional.
Right? And so there's not going to be a whole lot of people out there going, what did I just walk into?
But you know,
I just came to see Dylan.
But you know that a lot of people who watch this, deep down, I'm pretty sure, man, some of them are looking at this like, I'm just going to play along to this girls who, you know, they don't want to get canceled. Right. I think there's
even
a lot
guys.
Of people, I think there's a lot of people out there who, and there's a comedian who made joke about this, and it's so true. Like when a tragedy happens, there's always that one person, typically a woman, who always puts on a comment. It's like, who will say, oh, what a tragedy, and says and gives an example of what happened to them. It's like, lady, we're focusing on the tragedy that happened here. This is not about you. You know what I mean? Like, I think this is what this is a lot of people just go along with this because, hey, I have some struggles in my life, so I can relate to that. So it's the same. It's got to be the same thing. And so even though I don't agree with it, even though I'm just going to play along just so that, that person in that picture, you know, they put themselves in that, in their struggles. This is the caricature of it, in my opinion. It's a very, very bad example. But again, to Tim's point, is very narcissist. And I recently saw it. I don't know if you have this clip, Tim, but I recently saw this person, Dylan Mulvaney, freaking posing in a 5-year-old girl's dress.
Oh, I think I might actually have that.
And dancing around in a room. And it's like, no, bro, this is you're no longer acting like a girl. You're acting like a 5-year-old girl. You have mental problems because you know what I mean? Like it's like, say a grown guy.
Something's wrong.
So yeah. A grown guy, you know, going around in little shorts and sucking on a lollipop and says, oh, I'm, you know, it's, I'm happy to be a boy now. It's like, no, this is sick. So I'm going to,
I didn't bookmark that one. I could probably find it at some point.
But again, but... I mean, I this is the way that I describe it. I'm not even, I may have not even included everything that's involved in that. But again, he's wearing like a really short skirt and running around like he's like a 5-year-old girl. Fucking
yeah,
weird.
I saw that. It's so disturbing. Right, it's so fucking disturbing.
But this is the shit that I'm saying. Look, I don't care if you want to be a transgender. I don't give a fuck. I really do not care. I have friends that, that are trans and whatnot. If I see them, how you doing? Let's have a beer. I don't care. I don't agree with it, but I'm never going to sit there and say, you're a piece of shit for doing this. That's on you. You have a mental issue, whatever. If we're out and somebody's like picking on you, yeah, I'm going to stand up because you're my friend. It has nothing to do with you're trans or not. You're my friend. You know what I mean? But the minute you say, oh, I'm going to go do a drag show in front of children. No, right. That's where I draw the line. Leave the fucking kids alone. They don't need to see that shit.
Exactly.
Well, it's right? A point that
it's the same way. I would say the same thing if you put a fucking stripper in front of fucking kids.
Exactly.
They don't need to see that shit.
We make this point all the time, which is, you know, initially it was you have to tolerate or you have to accept it. Then, you know, tolerated acceptance and then celebrating, right? We're at the point of if you don't celebrate this, then you are... whatever, put, name the name that they want to call you, bigot, right. A transphobe, mm-hmm. whatever. And so it's like, no, because these same people who make this argument, well, they would never celebrate Christianity. They would never celebrate the birth. Right. You know what I mean? Like acknowledge our beliefs. Never. They would never. Mm-hmm. In fact, they condemn it and they you know, they say it's the worst. If you're this, I mean, again, the same movie that I watched, Vendetta, that was the enemy, was the religious people are the enemy. And I'm not making justification for a lot of corruption that happened in the history of religion. I'm not making that. But again, these are the same people who are telling us to be tolerant, they themselves are not tolerant. And yep. They would not tolerate me if I went to their kids and started preaching to them about Jesus Christ. Oh
fuck no, they try to fucking kill you.
But if we don't celebrate them, then we are the bigot. Then we are the transfers. Then we are everything under the sun. Yep.
These people are slick. The people behind these movements are slick. They turned all this shit, to be honest with you, they turned all this shit in to this. When I say turn this shit, they turn DEI into a religion. Okay. They took that fucking flag and turned it into a fucking religion, to where if you, that video that came out a couple of weeks ago with a fucking truck on the street driving, drove over the fucking LMNOP flag. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to put his ass in jail now for defacing and a hate crime. If you burn the LMNOP flag, you go to jail as a hate crime. You burn the American flag, democracy. Explain that shit to me like I'm a fucking 2-year-old, please, yeah. Jerry Maguire.
And these
please
are the,
explain that shit to me.
Again, these mm-hmm. are the same. It's double standards. These people, these are the same. And that's why I don't believe them in anything.
That's not, it's not even a double standard. It's become the LMNOP flag is like the new fucking, that's the country's flag now.
Look, I mean, we can go different routes with this conversation, especially with this guy on the screen. But I know it's like so disturbing, because it used to be called a mental disease, right? And those people are useful idiots, in my opinion. They're useful idiots for an agenda that's a greater agenda. The same way that people who are hypochondriacs got used in the whole COVID plandemic bullshit, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. those people had a mental problem. They thought that those people were promoted.
Immune compromised as well.
Yeah. I remember
one that got used.
I remember bringing that up. Howie Mandel, 10 years ago, everybody laughed at him because he wouldn't shake people's hands. He was doing the fist bump. They're like, why is he doing the fist bump? Was he afraid of a germ? Here we go. 8 years later.
Yeah.
Oh my God, don't touch anybody. Don't touch the bag from the grocery store unless you spray it with Lysol first.
That's the best one. That was the best. Watching people spray their fucking groceries.
Moron.
Dude, I had this conversation yesterday at work. We were at lunch. I was with a couple guys, right? And we're at this pizzeria, and I see young couple. And this one girl had a fucking beautiful ass. You know what I mean? She's beautiful. She walks in without a mask, looks around, puts her mask on. And I just look, what the fuck? I look at my coworkers, whatever. And I'm like, and I know I shouldn't be saying this now as a manager, but I'm like, I just want to walk up to her and be like, what is wrong with you? And the one guy, I could tell he's probably a little bit more on the lib side. And he goes, well, she could be immune compromised. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, they didn't wear a mask before fucking COVID. And now they're just, it's fucking virtue signaling.
You know, honestly, Tim, like for me, those people are harmless. If you want to wear your mask all day, I don't give a shit. Wear the face diaper. But for me, it was the issue when those people now want me to wear it, and then now I'm killing them. No, fuck out of here. It's the same thing with the transgender bullcrap. It's like, sure, whatever, live your life. But now you want me to celebrate it, and you want me to change my beliefs for you. No,
but I actually prefer the people that wear their masks, because it helps me to identify the ones that are crate trained, right? The government has trained them that this is, listen to me. So then you just, whenever they say something to you, you just smile and nod and go, okay, yeah, sure.
Well, a new study.
Yeah. Okay. You've got a great idea. I'm going to follow that right now because you're brilliant.
A new study just came out and said, ugly people still want to wear a mask. I'm like, no fucking shit. They still need though. They leave that off permanently, bitch. Tattoo that shit on your fucking face. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because, but it all ties together, right? this fucking elemental P bullshit, right? And it's not a disrespect to the original movement, okay? Because I have more respect for the fucking original movement than where we're at now, okay? I don't care if you're gay or fucking lesbian. I don't give a fuck. Gay and lesbian, same fucking thing. It's just you like one and the other, right? But it's now this whole other, and don't roll your eyes. You like the same sex. We're at a point where it's gone far beyond that. It's like they're setting it up to where they want you to be okay with fucking kids. I'm sorry. We're going there.
Yeah.
We're going there.
And to that, Tim, I would say a good 80% of the gay people, the original gays, the original G's, they agree with you. Because
gays for groomers.
This was never more of, okay, can I just want to be able to be happy with whoever, and you know, if I die, can I just give my money to my partner? That's really what it was. And now it's like, what the fuck? Now we want to turn everybody gay? No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, see, look, the opposition to this from the religious, like, because again, the religious are always painted as, oh, well, you guys are the ones that held us back and whatever. But the opposition from the religious was kind of twofold. One was, well, think about what that's going to do to young girls. If we as a society become accepting of this, and look, I'm not saying they were right. I'm just saying what the argument was. If we present this as a norm, if we present this as a norm, then it's going to create this society where when kids go through that phase where they don't know, right, then they're going to, I might be this, right? Where they're having an identity crisis, whatever. And so, And that's the danger in it, right? And then the other aspect to this was, again, there's like biblical verses against this everywhere. So, you know, they have religious reasons why they oppose it. It wasn't because they hated, you know what I mean? Like, in fact, Christians believe you love your enemy. You love, and you show love to those who are different than you. This is one of the basic principles of Christianity. Christ died for all of them. So I'm not making an exception for the bad, because there's bad out there. I'm not justifying that for those people. But again, the argument was that this is a bad. Now think about what this transgender movement is doing for young girls. If it's going to be dominated by men, what's going to happen to all the women role models, right? When it's now men who have gender dysphoria, who are now going to be the influencers and the role models for young girls. Now, the left will tell you is they don't care. They're like, oh, because it's interchangeable. Who cares? But think about the ramifications of a society where young girls don't have good role models. Instead, it's men who have gender dysphoria. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
This is why I say they're getting you to accept people fucking kids. Right. Because when you got Dylan Mulvaney sitting around, oh, I got my peer. We go to a dance and I look like you and I talk like a little girl and I'm all excited. And then I come up to you and say, oh, hold my hand and I could go to the same bathroom as you. Oh, really?
Dude, okay. So I have a question.
Really?
He said he had his first period, right?
It's fucked up to say.
One of the videos that I saw is that he said he had his first period. Right.
Yeah. That was a couple.
Right. But he said it. He's like, but if I'm thinking about him, like, what the fuck did he have? Like, what? Because honestly, guys, I mean, like, and I'm like, what did he give himself to give himself these cramps and these things that like women go through? I don't have no idea.
Go back to that video.
He's like fucking wild, right?
Nothing. Right.
All he has to do is sit in front of a mic and say,
right,
oh, I have cramps.
Yeah.
I have cramps. People are going to believe it. And he has nothing.
On his stomach. Was constipated and he needed to take a poop. Yeah. Okay.
Saying.
Can of beans.
Or they probably put something on their stomach to, you know how they had
labor pain inducers or whatever.
They have probably something that they could probably fucking make him feel similar pains to a fucking cramp. Because it's all part of the grip.
Okay, hold on, Tim. But see, the thing is that most women would give up that pain today if they could give up that pain. He's acting
uteruses.
See, it's like, what are you talking about?
Somebody sent out a video of this guy.
Probably me.
Probably Tim. And he was talking about how he was going shopping at Target or something.
That was me.
Was it you? You sent it?
He was in the mall and his
penis was, people were looking at him funny because his penis was not tucked anymore. So there was a bulge and he was getting funny looks. And then now all of a sudden he's having a period. How do you have a period with a penis?
Because they're crazy.
You don't.
They're fucking crazy and narcissistic.
That's the question, right? What
is a woman? Go back to the video and let's play it a little longer than that 5-second clip. Let's let it play a little bit and let's see how narcissistic, because remember, he goes, let me go Google myself. I can go. Think about that. This fucker was a loser and now he's like, I want to, like, he's so and fucking Tim, narcissistic.
See, that, now, this is the role model now that young kids are going to get is like, I'm not getting the attention that I want. So therefore, if I become this, I'm going to get attention and recognition. This is bad.
You know, and I think they're targeting boys because girls, I think girls are more like, okay, she's ugly.
Feminization.
Right, you know, but they want like, these little boys attracted to men.
Like, oh, okay, He's like, oh,
because if you get rid of boys, you get rid of the group that's able to fight.
Yep.
And populate. Mm-hmm. You know, produce. You need a dick to fucking produce. Two women fucking scissoring. You ain't making a baby.
I don't need an actual penis. Thank you very much.
The normal way of producing a baby. For most people,
but that's
in vitro fertilization now.
Yeah,
which is super expensive. So good luck, white supremacists.
It's not as expensive as you think it is.
If you can afford a fucking in vitro white supremacist.
Well, let me tell you, it's racist. Hold on, you're failing to understand where our society is going.
Racist.
You think they have to pay to have a baby via in vitro?
That's racist.
It's going to become a medical necessity, and you're insurance, your medical insurance that your taxpayers are paying for is going to not when the government's doing it for you, not when your taxpayers are paying for you to have a baby because you can't medically do it. Right? I mean, come on,
they're going to pay for everything. They're going to pay for the sex change. They're going to pay for the hormone therapy. They're going to pay for everything. The same way that this is all a plan. The same way that freaking COVID and all that shit and the boosters and now it's fucking going to be four times the next iteration of COVID is. They already said it's going to be four times more expensive than the original one. And this is what it is. It's because government is guaranteeing that all this shit is going to get paid. And therefore,
that
guess
came out
what?
Today, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that, but it came out today that Moderna admitted that they pay the NIH $400 million in fucking patents.
That's crazy.
And, you know what I mean? Wild. And it's just right under the table. Indict Trump. You know what I mean? Let's play more of this sick fuck. And you know what? I'm tired of it. He's
a
sick
fuck. I feel supported. And you know what? I'm feeling lucky. Let's Google my name.
And they laugh like, I don't want to watch this.
Jesus. You know what that face right there reminds me of? There's a cartoon. What's that cartoon character that has that face?
Lucas Holt.
No, it was. Remember that move? That was Puss in Boots.
She got boo boo lips. She looks like a fucking Zeddy.
The trans guy in that had a beard in that. There's a scene there, or maybe it was Shrek. Maybe it was Shrek.
She's like an ogre. Mm-hmm. So here's Shrek. The thing. So now let's fast forward. Okay, so we heard she got three. He got 365 fucking days as a woman, right? Right? So this thing, right? I don't call him a he, she. He's a fucking thing.
What happened to being a girl and then transition and then growing up to a woman? What happened to that whole
thing? Cut your dick off. And I have more respect for the people that cut their dick off and fucking turn it into a pussy. Because you actually went through with the whole thing of being a woman without being a woman. Okay, I'll give you that.
Are there that many people that go that far? I mean,
yeah, they cut their tits off.
I know. Yeah, but what does that statistic look like?
So here's the deal.
I thought it was more
women. There's more little girls getting mutilated than boys. Okay. There's more women mutilated than boys, I believe. Hmm. Let's go look at, let's go play clip number 6. Okay. This is now the fucking martyr of the fucking LMNOP trans people. On the Drew Barrymore show, sums up the day feminism died, in my opinion. Okay? Feminism officially died last week on the Drew Barrymore show. Play that shit.
Jesus. I can't imagine anybody disliking you. Oh, please. Do you know, do you want to know, ironically, who?
Drew Barrymore just got on her hands and knees and pleaded with this fucking thing.
A man.
I can't even take this shit serious.
Right. Because she got, hold on. For all the feminists and all the fembots out here that believe in feminism, Drew Barrymore, who everybody used to love, right? Female actress, made good and all this. I got a little weird lisp, right? She looks a little retarded. She got on her fucking hands and knees to grab this thing's hand to plead with them about how can anybody hate me? Finish the clip.
Jules, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I forgot.
Okay.
Who dislikes me the most sometimes?
Who?
Myself.
Oh, me too.
Oh. And, but I guess
you know, when I look at this, is the only thing I can think about is how they have diminished who said this, how they have diminished being a woman into like a fucking costume. This is what this is. It's like being a woman is a costume now.
That's me, like what I would do to combat the hate, right?
Yeah.
But what do you do?
Okay, that's a great question. Now, I started,
you've been doing it a little longer than I have.
Well, you know, it's funny because when I was a kid, you starting with E.T., it was the first time I was introduced to film reviews, which are basically social media.
Yes.
But I felt like all these reviews, and it could be a Charlie's Angels, it could be an E.T., it could be The Wedding Singer, everything in between. If you read reviews, just like on social media, you are pretty much guaranteed a 50-50. Some like it, some don't. So you've got to be willing to bear down and brace for it. And I think
picking your battles too.
See, even that is a lie. Because they're not, whatever, bracing for it. What they want to do is shut it down. So, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Notice how well he knows how to play into it also. Because here she is on her hands and knees. And what does he do? He gets down too. Like, she can't be the only one on her hands and knees. She can't be the only one in this. So, he's got to play into that as well and get down there on the ground too.
Dude,
he's a freaking master. What are they? Con artist. He's a freaking con artist.
He's a manipulator.
And he's a con artist, and the world is falling for it.
Think about it. Every woman that has said they've been manipulated by a man based on head games, and they stayed in a toxic relationship longer than they should because, you know, he would always dangle things over their head. This is the same exact fucking thing. Instead of dangling their kids or good sex or money or whatever, the lifestyle, you're dangling
sausage.
You're dangling cancellation.
Oh,
that is what they're dangling now. Because if Drew Barrymore, whether she believes it or not, she has to go with this. Because if she goes, I think you're full of shit, canceled, loses her show, loses her money, loses endorsements, the bank's fucking social credit score her ass, she's banished from Hollywood, she's fucked. She loses everything. So a manipulator knows this. A con artist knows this. They have everything to lose, and I got everything to gain. And what's going to happen is he's going to take over her fucking show, and she still can't say shit about it.
Nobody's going to watch
that's
it,
that's what's going to happen.
And that's the thing. Nobody's going to watch that shit because it's like, even the
people will, because people are afraid to. People will still watch it. People watch RuPaul on fucking MTV, bro.
Dude, I promise you, those freaking ratings, I don't believe that. I think there's a lot of shit that's being spent. Look, Disney right now, they've gone woke, and they're still putting out, freaking Marvel movies and all this. And every single Marvel movie that they've put out since this last iteration has flopped in the theaters. I think Ant-Man, the only exception that was Avatar, the sequel to Avatar, I think that one did okay, but everything else has flopped, and it's right now this new iteration, this new woke movement that's happening. People are not watching it anymore. People are, and so, but right now they're riding the wave, that they initially had, because a lot of people are still saying, hoping that there's, oh, maybe this one's going to be good. Maybe this one's gonna, and it's every single one of them is not.
Yeah.
And so
I haven't seen a Marvel movie or TV show since Endgame.
Mm-hmm. And when they took,
I have zero.
When they woke old, all your male characters, all the male superheroes that I watched Marvel for, when they took them off to replace them with women, I was like, done.
Done.
Because quite frankly, as a woman, I want the male hero. Want the freaking masculine.
The one who's going to be able to carry you, for crying out loud.
Endgame. Think about Endgame.
Don't fucking drag me. Carry me, please.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But think about Endgame, okay? Think about Endgame. Think about that one. Think about the scene after they killed Thanos, right? After they chopped his head off, right? And they cut, like, fast forward 5 years. And you see Captain America sitting in that fucking, like, AA fucking thing, you know, in the circle, right? Talking about the blip. And they had to put the gay guy out there. Right? Be like, oh, I finally went on a date and I took the risk. Like, really, bitch? Like, why do you got to put that in a superhero movie? Okay. Right. I don't care. I don't care. You threw it in there.
Especially when aimed at kids. Right.
You threw it in there for a reason. You had a fight. So that was like one. Then at the end, right? In the fight scene, when they brought everybody back, they had to go out of their way to have like all the female fucking characters fight together to show like, oh, look at us. And they got destroyed. You know what I mean? They really did absolutely nothing. Even Captain Marvel didn't beat Thanos.
Yes, but exactly.
They had to put that scene in there and make it a whole like 3 minute scene. Why? Why? I don't care. You were a fucking, you're a C-list fucking story in all this. Why do you get a 3 minute fucking hoorah? I get they were trying to include everybody, but I feel like they were really trying to get everybody prepared.
To Heidi's point, She-Hulk is that I would be okay if they created a new character. That here's a new character that's going to do this. But for me, I think the big issue is that they're replacing the characters. It's like if you had, there's no original idea anymore. It's like they want to ride on the wave of, you know, whatever. The Hulk.
I'm not even okay if they create a new one and get rid of the old ones. My point is, when I watch a superhero movie, I want to see a Captain America with his rippling muscles picking up and carrying, or a Superman, or that's what I want to see. I'm not trying. If I want to watch a superhero movie that's all about the woman,
strong, independent
who,
woman.
Who the woman
that was
who,
She-Hulk. That was She-Hulk.
No, fuck She-Hulk.
No, but that's exactly
that's Wonder what Woman. She-Hulk. Wonder Woman is a Wonder Woman because that was that like childhood person.
Wonder Woman has been around for the longest. It wasn't character wasn't changed. It was the Amazons. I mean, it's the whole nation of women. But so this was already built in. So that's why and she remained a woman, graceful and whatever, freaking hot. Not like this fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
and they didn't make her all ripply and muscly, and they didn't make her. They made a gorgeous freaking female.
And she was pregnant when she did it.
Really?
Okay.
But like, to the original thing, there's a reason why I labeled this International Women's Replacement Month. Okay. And I'm being serious, right? And people can say I'm a woman hater and all this, but I'm not. I love women. I think they're beautiful. I love everything about women, right? Except for when they talk. Except for when they talk, right?
He's always got to ruin it.
But I see, that's why I say it. But I love women. Women are, we need women. I love when women exceed and everything. Dude, I'm all about it. But we're at a point where I can't stick up for you if you're not willing to stick up for yourself. Coming to me and saying you hate women is not sticking up for yourself. You sticking up for yourself is standing up to that thing and all these other things that are trying to replace you, okay? Because it starts with this. Now when they get into the workforce, they're going to say, oh, look at what's happening in this fucking in this regime's fucking cabinet. We got the fight. This is like the Adams family. You know what I mean? We got the Cretans. Okay. You got demigods. You got trannies that waited to have kids and that decided to do it as they're an older person. And now they believe that all kids should be fucking transitioned. This fucking Rachel Levine thing. Okay. And now we're at the point where USA Today grants the 2023 Woman of the Year to a fucking transgender legislator from fucking Minnesota. Okay. Woman of the last year, I believe it was Rachel Levine. But think about this. This is year after year. Miss Universe was a transgender. You are allowing all women, any woman that doesn't speak up against this and is fighting to save themselves and their children.
Do you think it should just be women defending themselves?
No, men should step in. But here's the deal.
Men should also be kind of like, but not, I guess not defending women, but kind of standing up to.
See, I'll answer it this way, Jules. I'll answer it this way. Hold on. Let me make this point, Tim, because see, here's a fine line that men have to walk, because if women want to be independent, empowered, then they need to step up to the plate now, or men can take the reins and men can lead. Right. But I feel like a lot of women today will say, well, it's men too. But at the same time, if men intervene in this war, then I think women are saying, well, you know what? Yeah. Men need to help as well. It's like, no, I think this is a fight that women have to have within themselves. And it has to happen because if we want to go the route of a new way of thinking where both men and women have this are empowered and whatever, okay, then let's do that. But because of this, we are now tolerating men going into female fields and basically circumventing your guys' role here.
Again, if you're all going to preach equality and we got this and you're a boss bitch and go girl, you need to take this fight up, right? Because if men step in and solve it, you can't say I want equality ever again, because you let men almost take it all away from you and you needed a man to save you from it. If you're not willing to fight,
what I'm going on to is the whole deleting men, right? So, because that's the thing, right? They're pushing, we need to delete men, get rid of men because
nothing, whatever. Getting rid of women.
So,
Still got a dick.
We're going to say, Joe, sorry. Go ahead.
I never forgot. God damn it, Tim.
Freaking interrupt, man. Sorry. You got to let people.
I fucking forgot what I was going to say.
Look,
it'll come back. It'll come back.
So again, back to the point of this is a fight that I think women have to have within themselves. I was seeing this guy going up to women and asking them questions. And, you know, the girl's like, oh, yeah, all about female empowerment, this and that. And he's like, well, let me give you a scenario. A guy comes in. You're with your boyfriend. A guy comes and slaps your slaps your ass. What do you want your boyfriend to do? I think I showed you guys this video. And she's like, well, I want him to stand up for me. And so he looks at her. He's like, well, what about being strong and independent? Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, I think women want it both ways here. You want to be empowered and be able to make your decisions and choices and all that stuff. But then you need men to intervene to save you. Now, I'm of the original, you know, gender roles. I believe that men should be the leaders. To Tim's point, it's men who are stepping back away from other men who identify as women, taking the position of the women. It's like, should we men interfere here? Because there's a guy that's getting in your ways, ladies, or do you want to be the strong and independent women that you say that you want to be? What is it? And that's a question, not just for, you know, the girls here, but it's a question for society as a whole. And nobody's asking these questions. Nobody's saying, well, and I think a lot of men struggle to, where's the line here? Where does me mansplaining and me kind of saving the day, or, you know what I mean? Like, and I say me as men in general, where is that line? And with the line where men won't get canceled, right? Because then men also now to this point have to worry about, are you going to get canceled? Where is that? I don't know.
Do you think by women allowing all this to happen, is it kind of pushing men away for men to like look for women now? Like
men are relinquishing the roles. Yes. Maybe we might have an episode on men, women, but yes, Jules, this is happening and the numbers prove it. There's more and more men who are abdicating, who are, you know, relinquishing their role here. And that's across the board. This is crazy how, and all this is related because I think the ultimate goal is to create an over-feminized society because an over-feminized society does not fight. Look at it and you see these with kids, right? Girls will argue, but usually the physical arena belongs to men. And when you want to stop crazy, violent people who are on a, you know, that arena belongs to men. But when you made a society docile and, you know, not willing to fight, or now they identify as women and you know, to a point where this guy's, you know, kneeling down with Drew Barrymore's, this is not, we are away from our element. But I agree with you. Yes, I think that this is happening. And what is causing that? A lot of men are looking at society and a lot of women are looking at, you know, now the strong, empowered women. And they're saying, I don't want to participate in this. It's too much.
I think there are a group of men that need to be getting involved and need to be fighting alongside of women.
So think about it, right? So I got 2 points here. So the first point, there are men, right? Men are speaking of this on this show, number one. It's not a big show, but we want to fight with you. You know what I mean? We if I cared about getting canceled, I wouldn't be calling this thing a thing, okay? Sorry. Right. And talking about it. We wouldn't be talking about transgenderism at all. And you guys getting canceled. Right. I can lose my job for this show. What we just talked about right now. OK, it's not DEI, but I'd rather lose my job on principles than lose my job because I was bad at it. OK, number two, and the Daily Wire. Right. You have the Daily Wire. Daily Wire has been pushing this. And dude, them and Turning Point cannot go on a college campus without almost like a civil war happening. It's that bad because they are considered transphobic. If people knew where we were broadcasting this and they listen, oh, dude, they'd be here throwing fucking bottle rockets through this window. Right. You know
what I'm saying? All it's going to take is one of our clips going viral.
Right.
And then people are going to find out where you work and all that stuff in your council.
Yeah. Exactly. So the second thing is, to your point, to the point you both made up, like, this is the over-feminization of society. Men don't fight. Again, if we're going to take it to that whole macro level, right? The only way you can do a reset on the world is you need this. You have to destroy America. And they are destroying America and the West because it's happening in all the Western countries, not just here. But you're destroying the civilization of the West and the Judeo-Christian mindset with all of this, okay? So when you create this Greek society, you are essentially doing the Great Reset without firing a bullet. You're implementing communism around the world without firing a bullet. You're doing it based on DEI, and transgenderism is part of that. You know, equity. Everybody's the same.
But Tim,
bitch,
let me ask a question, Nick. And I guarantee you, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm willing to bet everything that I have, which is not much, but I'm willing to bet everything and say this. I will say that I guarantee you that those departments are filled with women. And so again, you know, I'm making a point here that, and these departments is what women get into these areas. Why? Because it's the areas that they are more drawn to. This is just their nature. Just like men are drawn to the more physical jobs, right? Because it's our nature. We're better at it. They're better at that. But it is this mentality that's permeating every aspect of society now. And into you were saying this is happening in the West. Dude, I was hearing this is even happening in the emerging Eastern European countries that are, you know, were satellite Russian countries. I'm like watching this. I'm like, oh my God. I can't believe and these people are like Orthodox, you know, religious people, but now they're buying into this. And it's like, ew, this is a cancer. It's a cancer on society. And I attribute it to other things. And again, we need to have this show on this. I attribute it to the secularization of society. I think this is maybe the root of the problem is that we're forgetting that. We're forgetting that this, that we were given a book, guys, we were given this in writing, and it was clear as day. And here we are, we know better. We are the scientific era, and we know better, right? Logic and reason, and it's like, and throw everything else to the side because we're going to figure it out. But we haven't figured it out. In fact, we fucked shit up. We've made it worse.
Well,
we have.
Well, think about it. Think about it. Ironically, as we're recording tonight, the White House comes out with a statement. Okay. This is why. This is how you know it's all coordinated, and this is why they want this around the world. President Biden created the first ever White House Gender Policy Council to advance gender equality in domestic and foreign policy, and charged the council with leading the development and implementation of the first ever national strategy on gender equity and equality. So right there, this administration is run by a bunch of fucking retards.
Commies.
Okay.
Those are communist words.
Yeah. This is communist words. But they're using, again, this is why I say they're implementing communism through the eyes of DEI. This is why when people like James Lindsay are fucking screaming from the mountaintops, this is all communism. People are like, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, bitch. He breaks it down. He even highlights the Communist Manifesto with the same exact words as the DNC. Like, oh, look at their agenda. Lines exactly word for word with the Communist Manifesto or the U.S. whatever.
And this, and but see, this is
fucking crazy.
But this is why I say, Tim, and back to my original point, which is, see, and I don't know who said this, but this is not original to me, which is when people stop believing in God, they don't just believe in nothing. They'll believe in anything.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. And so this is what's happening here, is that, like, no longer do they have something that was, you know, that again has been given through thousands of years, and it's, you know, made civilization where we are today. Oh, no, let's throw all that away, because our new God is, the, to your point, DEI, and this is it. No matter what's happening to the right now in the country, there's all these things that are happening, right? Banks falling, war, you know, what is Biden focused on? On gender equity. It's like, what the fuck? Oh my God.
This is how you know we do not live in a serious country anymore. And this is also how you know they do not give a fuck about us. They have an agenda, right, and they will not stop until that agenda is implemented. Mm-hmm. And this is why for the last 8 years or 7 years, they've been going hard after the man that was never supposed to be there. This was all supposed to be done now.
Oh, yeah.
This was all supposed to be done by now. One man somehow was elected and not selected. And this is the ramifications of what you see when people are elected that should have never been there.
Yep.
Is all of this. This is all tied together, guys. This goes back 50 years. There's a video that we kind of played it once about the communist guy that defected, did an interview, and he said the plan is, and this was back in the 60s and 70s, how they were going to destroy America without ever firing a bullet. And it's all happening right now. Go back to YouTube, find that video. I forget the guy's name. I can bring it up next time.
Yeah, I remember. We saw.
Go find that video and watch it, because he breaks it all down. And everything that he said is happening right now at the fastest rate we've ever seen. Maybe it's a conspiracy. Maybe it's a coincidence. But if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a fucking man.
What? Wait, what?
I'm using liberal logic.
Oh my god!
Liberal logic. If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a fucking man.
I'm just waiting for the next war to start and send all of these. I'm waiting for China to invade so we can send all these idiots into battle.
We're going.
Clear them out.
Put it this
way. Equality.
If you're a left person.
Equality.
And here's the thing. All these
equality
dudes turning into women and getting their ideas changed to women. Guess what?
They're still not
allowed to be drafted.
Yeah, they get
drafted.
Based on your birth certificate.
I guarantee. Yeah, a lot of them getting the birth.
That's another thing. It's like, why aren't women calling for the equality of that? Like, All right, you want to fucking go see your shit yourself
in war.
Yeah,
come on,
be drafted, please.
And if it hits the fan, you're gonna go find a man to fucking protect you. Shut up, sit down.
Big old dick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have to leave it there. Lively one. Thank you for joining us. Another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow. Hit the like button and share some of the content. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
Guten Tag.
Bye.
They know the dicks.
See ya.
Wow.
I almost had a drink of water. That way I would just be like,
all over your desk.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the
Salty Show.com.